futures closed mainly higher on Monday. Moisture from last week's winter storm could improve wheat pasture prospects and stalker demand. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 3rd of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive in the Western Corn Belt through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, it was at a standstill. Last week, live prices were at $106 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $103 to $105 in Nebraska, and at $101 to $103 in the Western Corn Belt. Dressed prices, in a light test, were at $158 to $163 in Nebraska and at $158 to $165 in the Western Corn Belt. Cattle futures managed to close mostly higher Monday after early pressure and skittishness surrounding Tuesday's election. Live cattle futures closed an average of 26 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from an average of 25 cents lower in the front two contracts to an average of 70 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 55 cents higher Monday afternoon at $208.65 a hundredweight. Select was $1.38 higher at $192.62. Corn futures closed a penny lower in the front four contracts and then mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed 1 to 5 cents lower through the front 5 contracts and then 1 to 3 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold decidedly higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold $10 to $12 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards where there are 3,000 head. Steer and heifer calves sold $10 to $15 higher. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves sold $5 to $10 higher, and yearlings sold $4 to $8 higher. There are 2,910 head on offer. Finally, compared to the previous week's calf sale, steer and heifer calves sold $9 to $14 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there are 1,346 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Monday, buoyed by positive economic news and despite election uneasiness. Economic activity in the manufacturing sector grew in October, with the overall economy notching a sixth consecutive month of growth, according to the latest manufacturing ISM report on business. The October Purchasing Managers Index was 3.9 points higher to 59.3%, the highest since September of 2018. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 423 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 40 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 46 points. Improved stalker prospects, combined with a sharp recovery in the feeder cattle futures market last week, may mean that the seasonal low in calf and stalker prices is established, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. He points out March feeder cattle futures, the reference for winter grazing programs, increased by roughly $8 last week, making stalker budgets look more attractive again. Besides the rally in futures prices, Peel says last week's winter storms and widespread moisture across the southern plains could increase the odds for wheat pasture. Hopes for grazing wheat had continued to dwindle amid expanding drought ahead of the storms. As well, logic suggests last week's storms depressed feedlot performance in the region, which should also support the market. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 3rd of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.